Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. As you know, Sunday, 4th of May, marks the 42nd World Communications Day. And back in January this year, Benedict XVI issued a message for this particular celebration in a document which highlights how the media is today at a crossroads between self-promotion and service and should encourage us in our search for the truth, in order that we share it with others. Pope Benedict, as we know, has often spoken of the role of the media, and on other occasions he's been particularly encouraging. For example, in the first year of his pontificate in August 2005, while being interviewed by journalists, he remarked how Christianity and Catholicism should not just be a collection of prohibitions, but a positive option. An idea reflected in the theme of a seminar which took place at the Pontifical University of the Holy Cross here in Rome this past week, which was church communication and the culture of controversy, words which imply how church organizations should better communicate in the public arena about the activities and identity of the Catholic Church. The seminar was attended by Liam Kelly, Communications Director at the Benedictine Abbey of Ampleforth in Yorkshire, England. Philippa Hitchens spoke to him about the aims of this conference, in particular about how the Church responds and deals with crisis and controversy.
One of the things that we see in the media today is how much they love controversy and conflict. They thrive on it. The Church has got to dialogue with the world, the culture today, and so it needs to study and reflect on how it actually deals with those controversies. You can't just say, no comment and we want nothing to do with it. You have to dialogue with that world, that culture today, and it's a culture of controversy.
Particularly in Britain, we see that any news, bad news about the Church, any scandals, anything like that will generate news headlines. It's very hard to get a good news story about the Church, about religion in general, through into the media, isn't it?
One of the interesting things that has already come out of the conference is a statement, in fact, that I think Joaquin Navarro-Valls said some time ago, that if the Church's message creates controversy, it shows that the message has actually had an impact. And so there's the positive side of controversy as well. So the Church must also learn how to deal with that positive side to make that positive impact and be proactive rather than just being reactive and trying to wash its hands of that culture of controversy.
This is a slow process for the Church, isn't it? Which, as you say, in the past has tended to simply try and keep away from contact with the media.
I think it's almost learning a new language. The Church speaks one language, the media speaks another. That's often the message that is put across. I've heard of bishops who say, yes, we deal with communications because you can read in the newspaper about the times of our services. Actually, the media speaks a different language. The Church needs to learn that language.
This is an ambitious conference, isn't it? Because you're dealing with countries and churches across the globe, and of course every country will have its own approach, which may differ considerably from other countries.
I think that's also one of the enriching things about the conference. Apparently there are 55 nations represented. While that does present a very practical logistical problem, language, it also means that particularly in the breaks, etc., there's a great exchange going on.
You were listening there to Liam Kelly, Communications Director at the Benedictine Abbey of Ampleforth in England, speaking to Philippa Hitchin. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.